Oh, hey friends! This week I met with the wonderful and talented Julie Jancis, who is an angel medium. She connects you with your angels, guides, and loved ones on the other side. This episode got pretty emotional for me as some of my loved ones came through during our interview. Bear with me as I laugh, cry, and pretty much stay in a state of shock for quite some time. I will put all of Julie's info into the show notes so you can hear the messages of your angels and guides too. Julie and I recorded over the phone, so it may sound a little different from what you're used to. Enjoy, and also have a wonderful week. Bye, friends.
Oh, hey, friends. I am here this week with a new friend of mine, and she will soon be your friend as well. Her name is Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi there. How are you?
I am good. Thanks so much for joining us this week.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You betcha. So tell us a little bit about you. I gave all of my friends last week kind of a synopsis of what you do, but I'm sure that you can explain it way better than me. Tell me what your gift is. What is it that you do?
Yeah, you know what? I had a hard time with this myself because I grew up Catholic, and the first profession that I can remember wanting to have was a nun. So coming into this gift and accepting this gift was really, really hard for me. But once I did, I knew it was my calling, and I'm so glad that I took that leap of faith to start doing this work. I hear from the other side. I hear angels, guides, and loved ones on the other side. And I bring through those messages for my clients every day.
Wow. So tell me, how did you start to receive this gift, or when did you get your calling? What was that like?
So my dad was on his third wife when he passed away, and I am from his first marriage. And what happened was he passed away, and she did not call to let us know. Talk about some salacious, you know, gossip, right? She was actually preparing things so that she would take everything. And it wasn't about the money for us kids. We just wanted to be able to have the letters that were left in us, in the will to us, which we never received. So she didn't call to tell anybody. And for an entire month, every time I'm brushing my daughter's hair, I keep having this thought, and it's really one of those gut thoughts. I've learned how to tell the difference between what is the egoic mind, the voice within all of us that chatters away all day long, and what is the intuition. So this was the intuition coming through. It sounded like my own voice, but it kept repeating the statement, she needs a hairbrush like I used. She needs a hairbrush like I used. And when I was brushing my daughter's hair, this kept repeating over and over, and I thought, that's not me. I am absolutely going insane. I am hearing voices. I can't tell my husband about this. I can't tell my mom about this. They're going to lock me up, right? So I didn't tell anybody, and I was at work a month later. I didn't have any reason to leave my career. I had worked my way up to the salary I wanted to be at. I had the title I wanted to be at. I had a team underneath me. And I was on my way to a very, very successful business career. But I was at work when I found out, and I turned and I told my colleague, it pretty much just fell out of my mouth. My dad's been talking to me. So she said, you have to figure this out. You have to figure out how you're hearing from him. And I ended up learning Reiki energy healing, Chios energy healing. And when you go through an energy healing program, what happens is you get attunements. Attunements break down the barrier between you and the other side so that your spiritual gifts can start to come in more heavily and more pronounced. And when that happened, when I would go to do Reiki on someone, right away, their spirit team was there. And I say your spirit team, but it's really your angels, your guides, and your loved ones. And we have this team of so many beings on the other side. Each one of us do. Everybody has a spirit team. and they are there to help guide us, love us, direct us, protect us. And they'd come through with messages for people who were laying on the table wanting to receive like a silent Reiki treatment. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
I've got a message for you.
Yes. So what was absolutely fascinating is that it pretty much doesn't stop. Like an hour is a good amount of time. That's the typical amount of time for my sessions. And when I go through, I mean, they're just nonstop. Spirit comes in with one thing after another. And I've learned, it's absolutely, like even I say it's crazy, right? Like I would never, if you would have told me 10 years ago that this is what I was would be doing, like I would have sworn at you and told you to shut up, you know, like, like you're off your rocker, right? I don't know. I don't swear on my podcast. I swear in real life all the time. I don't know if you swear on yours.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. I would have told you you're fucking crazy, right? But it's just so wild. So what I've learned is that working with people, when spirit comes through, a lot of times what happens is they'll give you one piece of information. And unless you say what that is, they won't bring the next thing. It's how they work. So you have to talk about what they're showing you in order to get to the next piece of information, in order to get to the next piece of information. And so that's how my sessions go. I incorporate both the Reiki energy healing, and as you're getting that energy healing treatment, because my other gift is feeling energy. I mean, you can get into each one of the chakras and they feel like night and day. They're all completely different. They're portals to different information. And when you get into that different information, there's a different angel pretty much associated with each of the chakras. So you get in there and there's different information. You're clearing the energy as you bring through the messages so that your body feels lighter, your heart feels lighter, your mind feels lighter, and you've really got a lot of peace when you walk away from the session.
So tell me, can you tune that out or turn it off? Like, is this happening to you often if you go to the grocery store or if you're trying to have a nice, peaceful, relaxing day on your own? Do the angels just come through no matter what?
You know what I say, and I've always prayed this since I was a little girl, that I just want to be a tool that God can work through to help other people here. And
I love that.
Thank you. And, you know, I grew up in a very, very religious family where you don't touch any of this stuff. So, you know, I didn't really tell people at first. And also I put it away for 6 months when I was first learning, because I thought, if this isn't of God, if this isn't of Jesus, I don't want it, you know, like take it away. And as I was praying those 6 months, I kept hearing, this is how I need to work through you. So I've asked God, I co-create with God. I really don't like the word manifesting. I like the word co-creation. I co-create, my life now with God. And I just say, when I'm out in public, when I'm working with different people, if there's a message that needs to come through, I am absolutely channel. But sometimes my daughter needs me. Sometimes my husband needs me to just be present and to just be there for them. And you know better than I do who needs what at what time. So work it that way. And they really do. So I'll be out, I'm all over. You know, actually, I was just at TJ Maxx today, and I went up to the woman who was, like, giving out the numbers, and I go, do you remember me? And she goes, of course I do, and she gave me a big hug. Because about a year ago, I was in there, and she was carrying, she was helping me. I was so ridiculous. I had brought back, like, 30 items, right? And she's let me help you with that. So we're on our way back to one of the fitting rooms to hang up all these clothes, and And her parents kept saying that they were there, that they had messages for her. And so I was like, you know, I'm so sorry. You know, this is what I do. And I don't know if you're open to this, but your mom and your dad are here. They're on the other side, correct? And she just started bawling.
Oh,
and she said, you have no idea how much this means to me. And what I do is when people have this out in public, a lot of times it does come through for people who are working, and I don't want them to get upset right then and there. So I carry 25-minute gift cards in my pocket, and I'll just give them out because I don't want people to think like it's a scam, you know, like I'm just trying to get them. You know, it's really a gift, and I want them to be able to have their messages. So I just bring those gift cards to say, you know, whenever you're ready for this, you just come for a free session.
Do you tell them that you have a message for them at that point, or that there's someone trying to come through?
Yeah. Yeah, I tell them that there's somebody trying to come through. It happens. It happens a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you do stuff just like over the phone, or is it always in person they need to come and see you?
Oh, no. Actually, most of my work is with clients around the world.
No way.
Skype. Mm-hmm. No, the podcast that I run is in over like 45 or 47 countries.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's so fun. And I offer an angel school where I teach people how to do this for themselves. I combine a Reiki certification so that when they leave, they are Reiki master teachers, and they also know how to bring through messages from the other side themselves. And I have people who are flying in from around the world for that as well.
Julie, you are just doing great work out here. That was actually one of my questions was, does everybody have some sort of gift like you and they just need to, you know, find it or figure out how to use it? Or is it a specific type of person or a specific being that has this gift? So it can basically
everybody.
Be anyone?
Yes. So everybody has this gift, and I'll tell you why. What I didn't realize before my spiritual awakening, before my dad came through, I just went around my life thinking that I think, right? I think that's the way that most of us understand it to be. But really, when you come to grasp with a spiritual awakening, what happens is you understand that we really have two ways of thinking, two forms of thinking. There is the egoic mind, which we touched on before. The energy of the egoic mind is all within the head. It is this voice, it's your internal dialogue, and it doesn't stop talking. It talks to you like all day long. And the other voice that we have, though, I mean, think about, why do people say, listen to your heart, listen to your gut? It's because there is another thought system. And if you've ever looked at the company HeartMath, what HeartMath did was they went in and they did all of these scientific studies. One of them was they presented volunteers, just these people that they were using to see what conclusions they could come to. They put them in front of computer screens and they popped up different images. And some of the images were, you know, very emotional. Some of the images were negative. Some of the images were like positive, right? And the person, what they found, they were just shocked. And this was like the start of heart math, I believe, was that the heart knew before the mind what the image was going to be. So before the image even popped up on the screen, they knew whether it was going to be a positive or a negative image.
Wow.
Now, yeah, that is your intuition. The energy of your intuition is in the heart. It is in the gut. It's all connected. The intuition, what spirit shows me, is your soul's voice, your soul's conscious thought system on the other side. We don't have the egoic mind on the other side. The egoic mind is just looking out for itself. We only have the intuition on the other side. And the intuition stems from love, joy, peace, bliss, ease, and grace. And so can everybody do this? Absolutely, because everybody has that intuition. When people go through the school, I tell people, you know, I can't guarantee what your spiritual gift is. I can just guarantee that you have one and that going through this school is going to bring it out more. So I haven't had a client yet who has left without being able to do Reiki, bring through that healing, and to bring through messages. Some people are able to bring it better through a little bit more than others. Some people are much more focused on the healing part, and they are very great healers. I've had some people come through who are more medical mediums. They get into the body, and they're like, what's going on right here? You know, and actually, in the angel school that we just had in September, I have all these volunteers come in, and this woman goes, you know what? What is right here in your back? You know, it was a weird spot right on the left or the right of her back. And she goes, I just fell this morning. I slipped and this is where I hit my back. So everybody can learn. We all have different gifts. Some of my students can see color. I can't see color, but it's definitely a gift. You can learn how to read the auric field, the different colors that are surrounding the body and what those mean, because they change as we're going through different things.
Sure. Wow. This is just amazing, Julie.
That's super cool that you
have that gift. And I love how you still bring God into it, because that is something that worry people about, you know, getting these type of readings or speaking to people with gifts like yours. But now I've just learned that everybody can have this gift. But it's very nice to kind of bring that together.
Yeah. Earlier this summer, I started working with Pat Longo. Pat Longo is the woman who taught Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, everything that she knows. And because I had only gone through energy healing trainings, I wanted to really study with a professional medium to understand more in-depthly if I was getting everything right, you know, if there were any pieces that I was missing. And what I love so much about Pat is that she has been a resource, not just for Teresa, but for so many people who have come into this gift who came from very religious backgrounds. And she says, keep God in it. Because God is the entire point of all of it.
Yes.
You know, it's not something that's scary. I'm not tapping into energies that are still here on earth, souls that don't want to go home to heaven. I only tap into God energy, and I only allow beings that are connected to God to come through.
Oh, I love it.
That's
awesome, Julie. You are a gift in every sense of the word. I know that you have blessed so many people with what you can do with them and the messages that they can receive.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Are there any stories or any situations that you've had that you could tell us about? Any really good readings or way that you touched somebody that maybe affected you more than others?
There's so many. I don't know which one to tell. I think the biggest ones are, you know, you're an empath, right? Have you ever heard that term?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, you're a serious empath. Empaths can, you know, the best way that I've heard it described empaths is, you know how people have that big door in the back where, like, the sliding door that opens to the backyard? And the backyard, and it's got the screen between, like, the glass door and the backyard.
Yes.
Well, if you're an empath, it's like the door is wide open and only the screen is between you inside and the backyard, okay?
Yes.
Anything that's from the backyard, any rain, any wind, any of the elements come right through to you in the kitchen, right? But if you are not an empath, it's like that glass door is all the way closed. And you're not going to feel the cold, and you're not going to feel the snow or the rain or anything. You're not affected by what's happening outside because there's a complete barrier between you and the kitchen and the backyard. When you're an empath, you feel 100% the emotions of whoever is around you.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know,
yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't know why this happened, but Spirit said this is going to come up later today. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was driving in my car today, actually over to Jody's at the hospital. I wanted to bring her son something. I wanted to bring her something. I grabbed a whole bunch of magazines. And you know what? Do your listeners know who Jody is?
Oh, yeah. I talk about her all the time.
Well, then they'll appreciate this. So I was in line at Target, you know, getting some magazines, and I'm like, ooh, mindfulness and how to release your anxiety. And then I look over, and Spirit's like, Jody does not want that. Jody wants Cosmopolitan and people in Glamour.
Definitely. Oh, I love it. I love it.
I know. So I was on my way over to the hospital to drop off, you know, some little care packages, and there's this car, like five cars in front, and it's like muffler is going where it's smoky, and it just smells so bad. And this car's driving really fast, so it keeps getting farther and farther in front of me, but you can smell it, just disgusting, from so far away, right? And I thought, it's smoke that I can't even see. It's so far in front of me, but I can smell it. Why can we smell things like this that are so far in front? Spirit said, that's how things are impacting us all the time as empaths, and we have no idea. We're just not even realizing that our spidey sense is picking up on everything that's going on. So you asked me about what have been the most impactful sessions that I've had. And there have been a couple of sessions where people have passed, a significant other, a child, and the people that were left behind didn't want to be here. They were done. And this is going to make me cry. Spirit coming through to them and saying, we know what you're thinking. We know what you're planning. And you cannot do that. You cannot leave this earth. This is where you're supposed to be. And so those have been, because when somebody passes on the other side that's so young or so close, it they do come through with emotion, you know, and you feel it. Yeah. You have to be able to feel it in order to bring it through.
It's got to be a lot on your heart and so much responsibility. Like, I can cry just thinking about that, and, you know, I'm sure you're a lot like me. I cry on commercials. I cry on movies. It doesn't matter. I feel everything so hard. So I can't imagine how that feels when you have to give those difficult messages.
It's intense, but it's so powerful for the person who's on
beautiful.
The table.
Definitely.
There are people who have come back and said, you've changed my life completely. And I always tell them, I didn't do it. I was just the tool, you know, that spirit works through. But those are the stories that just mean the most to me.
Yeah, and I'm sure people have told you before, but you are that important person. And people do need to thank you for that, because you brought that message to them. And they probably wouldn't have gotten any other way. You are a walking blessing here on earth for people. I'm so glad I got to meet you and talk with you. You're doing beautiful things, and it's just, I have no other words. I think you're pretty great.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're so welcome.
There's so many people. I really love doing what I do, too, because there's so many times where I hear about people who are scamming other people. Like, I live outside of Chicagoland, and I've had people say, I went to this person downtown. They told me I have a blocked heart chakra, and that for $5,000, they'll remove it, but they're going to give me a good deal of $2,000 to remove it. And I'm like, run the other way. Because that is not somebody, that's somebody who is not having, like, the best intentions, who is just a taker. And, you really just want to go to somebody, if you're going to go to anybody, that only connects with that energy, that only brings through positive information. Because what I see, there are negative things that can come through, but we have free will, and there's always free will to change it. If I tell somebody something negative, it's in their auric field then, and they don't know how to shake it. And it's more likely that they are going to manifest whatever I told them, whether or not it was true. So I see that more as a curse. And there are so many people who come to me and said, this person said this, or this person said that, that this is going to happen to me. And I say, you got to look at this a different way, because what spirit shows me is that all of us have free will here on earth. And we have the the will to choose yes or to choose no. What happens is spirit will not tell people in my sessions, like, don't come to me and say, should I marry this person? Spirit's not going to tell you that. Spirit's really not going to tell anybody that. Don't come to me and say, should I take this job or not? I can walk you through the energy of feeling your own energy to get to the place where you see what you really want to do. But I'm not going to make that decision for you, because spirit is very firm in that they don't affect or make decisions, because it takes away our free will, and they don't have the power to do that. So that's my recommendation. If you go to see somebody, just make sure that they only connect with God energy and they only bring through positive things.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I will take note of that. I've got a lot of friends who, you know, they always wonder about seeing a psychic or getting their palms read. And, you know, it's just always that fine line of, is it like a betrayal to God or is it the devil, you know, that type of thing. So it's really nice to hear you explain that and kind of hear what the real deal is, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Please.
Who's the older female, the motherly energy on the other side for you?
Probably my grandmother.
Yeah. Is her husband on the other side?
Yes.
Yeah. So what I do in my sessions is I'm able to just tell you who's there. And just they tend to go through stuff that's happening in your life. And I don't look up a lot of people that I'm doing like the podcast with, or I definitely never look up anybody that I'm in a session with, because I just want that information to be right there. But do you have children?
I do. I have one daughter.
Yeah. Did your grandmother not get to meet her?
Oh my God, Julie. She didn't, no.
Okay. She wants you to know that she held your daughter on the other side, and she needs you to know that she's not only on your spirit team, but she's on your daughter's spirit team as well. You're still married, right?
I am, but my daughter's from a previous relationship.
Okay. She wants you to know that the person that you're with is your soulmate. She loves you so much. So you found him after your grandmother passed?
Yes.
Okay, because she takes responsibility for helping bring you two together. What they can do from the other side is, you know, when like you see pictures of astronauts looking at Earth and at night, and like the entire United States is dark, but you can see Chicago lit up and New York lit up and, you know, LA lit up. What they can do is they can see the light of your soul, and they can darken everything else except the light of the souls that you would be best suited for here on Earth. And when they find the people who are best suited for you, they can bring you together. And that's how she worked to help bring you two to one another.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm in, like, tears. You have no idea how much that means. She was like my favorite person. And one thing I would always say was, I wish that she would have gotten to meet my daughter. I'm the last grandkid, so we were really close. And she took care of me when my parents were at work. You know, she was my caregiver. And my grandfather died when I think I was about 2 or 3. And I don't remember a whole lot, but I remember him vividly. And, I just, even to this day, I always say I wish that she could have met Song. So that means the world to me. And Song is my daughter's name.
Yeah,
so that means the world. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, of course, of course.
I can't believe it. That's just, that's so beautiful.
Oh, of course. Wow. No, yeah, and what spirit tends to bring through is just kind of that type of stuff and where we're at in our lives. And they don't make decisions for us, but they'll kind of help us to see what we really want in our own lives and help us go for that.
Wow.
Yeah. She's so
that
proud
was
of
amazing.
You.
Amazing. Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, she's so proud of you about this podcast that you're starting. You're going to do so amazing. Yes, you have no idea.
So emotional. That was so great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been
about
13 years since she's been gone, and I needed that. I think about her all the time. So thank you.
You know, I could keep going. Once you start, you can't stop. why are you worried about Mom?
Oh, because I live in Nebraska. I live in Omaha, Nebraska. And she lives in Arizona, and she lives alone, and she's perfectly happy and perfectly healthy. But I had a big scare with my dad, and that's a whole other story, and he's fine and healthy now.
Yeah.
And I just worry that, you know, she lives alone and she doesn't have any family there. If anything happens, nobody would know.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get her to move back here, and she's not interested yet. So I worry about that.
Yeah, your grandma says you just got to let it be, and your mom's fine. What happened with dad isn't happening with her.
Okay.
Your dad is still here, though, right?
He is, but he legit died 3 times. He was staying with us. He moved here from Atlanta across the country kind of unexpectedly, didn't have anywhere to go. He moved here without a plan. And so he ended up here in our guest room, and it was just crazy how it happens. I usually have this routine where I put in my AirPods, and I clean, and I don't hear anything. The family's usually sleeping, but for this particular day, I just stayed in bed without my AirPods, and I just relaxed, and I just, you know, was playing around on my phone, and I heard a big bump.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran in here, knocked on the door into the guest bedroom, and he didn't answer. I opened up the door, and he was, like, on the ground, eyes wide open, mouth open, not responsive. My husband did CPR on him. The ambulance came. They basically told me he was gone, but that they weren't going to stop trying. He ended up, you know, they brought him back a couple of times, and you know, the doctors, like, when I left to go to the hospital, you know, when they took him to the hospital, the sheriff came and took pictures of the scene because everybody expected him to pass away. And they ended up bringing him back, and it's my grandmother, it's his mom, who you're, you know, talking through.
But, yeah, I was wondering about that because his dad was coming through. His dad takes responsibility for helping bring him back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That and... Were you right there? I feel like you were right there and you were telling him he can't go.
Yes.
Yeah. And what happens is when it's very fascinating because I've looked at a lot of different cases. And when a person passes away and their children aren't around them, it's like their soul is just able to go. And it's very hard for a soul to come back here after experiencing the energy of the other side, because when you experience it, there is so much love that you would just pour happy tears. It's beyond anything that we could ever physically feel here. It's so good. When a person passes away, though, and there is a child right in front of them, they almost, a lot of times they return. I don't want to say they almost always. There are so many instances where they're able to come back. It's the child's energy that pulls them back into their body.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That makes so much sense because he's walking and talking like nothing ever happened. And he was, you know, his heart literally stopped 3 times. And they know the exact times because he had a pacemaker in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the doctors are like, I don't know how you are alive and how you are just fine. It is a miracle. They're not even classifying it as a heart attack. There is no medical explanation for what happened to him besides his heart stopped, but it didn't kill him. The oxygen to his brain, it's just, you never know unless you were there when that happened.
No, your energy, even though you didn't know what you were doing at the time, it's almost like your energy just reached out and grabbed him right back and said, you're not going anywhere. And your grandfather on the other side helped to implement that as well, to help to kind of bring him back. But it was really your energy who kind of sucked him back to this side.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Your grandma says, though, that you have PTSD from what you went through with Dad, and you're tying it over energetically with fear to your mom of worrying about her, worry about her health. And that was her initial question, you know, why are you worrying about Mom? That's what she needed to bring out. That's the way that they bring through messages, is kind of by working through it like that. But the message for you is, don't worry about Mom, because Mom's purpose isn't the same as Dad's here. She's fine. She's okay. It's interesting, too, because when you work with people, there are a lot of men. Men are going through something right now, mass consciousness. You know, we have our individual consciousness as human beings, but there is mass consciousness for men. There's mass consciousness for women, and there's mass consciousness for all humanity. And the mass male consciousness is going through something very different right now. Of, they're trying to find their place. Mm-hmm. They're trying to understand, as we come into an energy that is no longer divine masculine, it is more balanced between divine masculine and divine feminine. They're trying to figure out how to be here. Mm-hmm. And when you get into men's energy with the energy healing portion of this, what you'll feel is that a lot of men are confused. They don't know how to do it. They're frustrated. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of just, whenever their time to go is, they're ready, right? Like, they're not holding on for dear life. When you get into a female's energy, though, they're like, fuck that. I am here until 105, 110, as long as I can be. I am here for those kids. I am here for those grandkids. They're the lineage energy that's keeping everything together for the generations behind them. Whereas men are like, this is hard enough. I've been through enough. Like, I'm just ready. And I'm telling you this because that's your mom's energy as the divine feminine of, like, she's not going anywhere. If she has any say about anything, like, she is here as long as she can be here, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, I can see that, definitely. Oh, that does that. That's really helpful. I worry about her.
Yeah.
I do. So thank you.
Do you have a sister?
I do, but I don't know her very well. She is 10 years older than me. So I live in Nebraska, but I'm originally from California. And when my parents moved here, she was old enough to make the decision to stay there. I believe she was in high school or going into high school, and she's from a previous marriage of my dad. So I'm my mom's only biological child.
There's something there. I don't know if you've thought about reaching out, but there's something there.
She does reach out, you know, every now and again, and me as well. She always sends a gift for my daughter on her birthday. And when my dad went to the hospital, she was ready to hop on the next day. Think I should reach out to her?
Just be open to, as you guys get older, becoming closer, and just completely forgiving the past. Because there's something that they're showing me with, you know, as kids, because I went through this too. I mean, my dad completely left our family to start a whole nother family with the next door neighbor, with the kids that I babysat.
Oh, no way.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
And I was so mad. You know, I was in eighth grade. I caught my dad cheating with her. I knew that they were together. And I didn't know how to go from these are the kids that I babysit, our next door neighbors, to these are my brother and sister,
siblings.
Right?
Yes, yes.
And so there was like a lot of hate in my heart, and I thought, you know, if I distance myself from them, I'm punishing my dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for the longest time. And when my dad passed away, I was so sorry that I wasn't closer to those two kids and that I didn't get to know my two brothers that he had with his second wife, because they're part of him. They're my family. And after he's gone, they're the only pieces that I have left. So they carry memories about him that I never, you know, knew. And together, you know, the six of us, his kids, were really a puzzle that holds most of his lifetime, right? So I look back, and it's so hard to build those relationships with them now, because how do you, like his third wife came, or second wife came back, and he said, she said, I know that you want to build a relationship with the boys, but, you know, they just don't know how to do that. And they said it just kind of feels awkward to them because you haven't been there, you know? So at some point, we just have to all realize, like, it's awkward on all sides, and we just have to let go of whatever lower vibrational energy is there and just find all the love. Because at the end of the day, those, that's your family. And there's so much that can be there.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah. Doesn't work for everybody. Spirit's saying that there's some listeners who are like, you don't know my sister, you don't know my brother. For some reason, sometimes we
open
boundaries.
Yeah, I get it.
It doesn't work with everybody, but your sister's got a good heart.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, there was one thing earlier. There's a soul on the other side who passed before their time. It's somebody completely different.
I wonder if it's my cousin. I have a cousin who died by suicide when I was in junior high, and he was, I think I was 12 and he was 15. And I actually have him tattooed on my arm.
Yeah. So that is who's stepping through, and he just wants to say thank you so much. Do you still keep in contact with his mom?
She's my aunt, and actually for about 10 years now, I am on the board and on the leadership committee for our Nebraska chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So I honor him often. I talk about him often. I got a tattoo so that when people see it, they ask me what it is, so I can always talk about him.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when I was about 15 or 16, he came to me in a dream, and this is the one and only time this has ever happened to me. He came to me in a dream, and it was pitch black, and I was on his back, and he brought me to a street light, and that was the only light, and I got off of his back, and he said, don't ever let them forget me, and I said, okay, and then I woke up, and I told my parents, they were together at this time. I said, I want to get a tattoo. And they said, nope, absolutely not. And then I got really upset. And my dad looked at me and he goes, why? I feel like there's a reason why. What do you want? And I said, Shad told me don't let anybody forget him. And so I want to get his name tattooed on me. And they looked at each other and said, okay. And so I was 15 when I got my first tattoo. They took me and they had to find for me because I was, you know, young.
Yeah,
but it was something that was really important to me. So
yeah, and he says, and you never regretted it.
Nope, I've never regretted it.
He wants to thank you so much for that. Just know that that was a visitation dream that you had with him. That was real. That was your consciousness. That was your consciousness shifting higher, and his shifting, like, lower. He had to, like, kind of lower his vibration to meet you in a different realm. And that is how that is how visitation dreams work.
Wow. So that, well, I've always wondered, like, it was just so real. It was, and I can remember, you know how when you have a dream and you don't remember it the next day?
Yeah.
All of these years later, like, I'm 37 years old, and I remember that vividly.
Yeah.
And I can see him and his face and just everything so clearly. I've never forgotten. And those words, don't ever let them forget me.
Do you remember when he said those words? Did you see his mouth move?
I guess I don't remember specifically about his mouth moving, but I remember looking at him right in his face. I could see him. I can see his face right now. I feel like I want to say yes, but I can't be completely positive.
One thing that comes up a lot with my clients is they'll be like, I had this visitation dream. I woke up. There was so much emotion, but I didn't see the person's mouth move at all. How was it that they were talking to me? I heard them and I didn't see their mouth move. And it's because you have to realize that on the other side, our souls don't communicate in the same way. There's no reason for the spoken language because everything's telepathic. I can't hurt you in heaven. I can't hurt anybody in heaven because if I was to hurt you, I would feel it. Your pain, and it would hurt me just the same. So thought is just telepathically communicated. And so if your listeners have a visitation dream and they don't see a mouth moving, it's normal.
Okay.
He wants to thank you, too, for all the work that you do. He also wants your mom to know that he is always with her. I feel like she gets a lot of signs, and what he needs her to know is she has to think to herself, when she sees a sign, have her say in her mind, what was I just thinking about? Because he's trying to communicate to her that he is helping her with that.
Okay. I'll tell her that. She'll love that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing because you didn't know what side he was on. You know what I mean? What side of the family, and it is her side. And his mom and my mom, they're super close in age. My aunt is actually my mom's aunt, too, but they were so close that they grew up like sisters.
Yeah.
We were all very close-knit.
Yeah.
So that's going to mean a lot to her.
Tell his mom that he just loves her so much and that he is just always by her. He's so proud of the work that she was able to do. You know, a lot of people, I know that you don't question this, but some people, when they lose somebody to suicide, they wonder if they're in the good place, right?
Yeah.
And
right.
What I tell people is that there is no hell.
Yeah.
There is a place where you have to go to kind of work out your karma, but there is no bad place. Everybody goes to heaven. And he is there. Oh, see? You never know when spirit's going to come through. But then once they start.
Thank you. You've impacted my life in a way I didn't see coming. I didn't know what was going to happen. Tell us where we can find you and your social media and the name of your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you want to book a session, I do 25 and 55-minute readings. You can book it right online on my website. It's my last name, Jansis, J-A, N as in Nancy, C as in cat, I as in igloo, U as in umbrella, S as in Sam.com. I do host a podcast where we talk about all this and so much more spiritual topics, right? It's called The Angels and Awakening Podcast. It's everywhere that podcasts can be found. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook over there. It's at Angel Podcast. So my handle is the @ Angel Podcast. If you feel like you're going through a spiritual awakening, I'm talking to your listeners, we also have this group over there that's called the Angels and Awakening Podcast Tribe on Facebook. And people go over there all the time to ask questions. And it's, I don't really have time to answer all the questions over there, but there's so many people who have gone through spiritual awakening who are there to help.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Julie. We will be in touch, and I will make sure I plug everything into our show notes so that people can get to you and download your amazing podcast.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? I forgot one more thing. If anybody's interested in that angel school we were talking about earlier, the learning Reiki and learning how to bring through messages, like I said, I haven't had anybody yet come through who hasn't been able to learn the messages. If if they want, I've got a school coming up in November. I think I've got 4 slots left in that one. And I think I've got 7 slots left in the January school.
Perfect. I will get those that information from you. Maybe you can let me know what that is, or I can get that in our show notes as well.
Oh, sure. Thank you so, so much. It was so wonderful spending time with you.
You as well, Julie.
Thank you for the opportunity of channeling your loved ones.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Bye, friends.